Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back, fans, friends, and family, to your girl's special little corner, hopefully in your heart still, the Hill Skills and Thrill Show, right here, live in Hartford. And I have to be even more excited today because I have announced officially that we have now a new opening date for our Hartford studio, and it is this Monday, September 16th, so look forward to your first classes. I'm so excited to be able to announce that. It's been a long, trying trial and error and all the above. However, we're definitely moving forward with a lot of amazing things and a lot of awesome events. We just came back from our trade show in New York, and it was with the beautiful, illustrious Miss RuPaul and her beautiful drag queen superstars. It was at the Javits Center, and it was an amazing event that we were able to present pole fitness to the general public at the drag con, sponsored by X-Pole. And there were a few surprises and awesome, amazing guests that popped by. And, of course, all the ups and downs that come along with doing a trade show of any kind, it can definitely take a toll on you. And, boy, am I tired. I have the muscles that feel like squid meat right now. But I have to keep pushing on because we have such amazing news and so many great things in the works. I got to make sure I'm strong enough to be able to handle it just as much physically as I am mentally. So first and foremost, let's catch you up with the whatnots and what happened weekend recap Wednesday. So, of course, the RuPaul's Drag Race and RuPaul's Drag Con were all the rave this weekend. And I was able to meet and mingle and mix up with lots of beautiful drag queens and beautiful, amazing, creative artists that create clothing and headpieces and gloves. So the burlesque is definitely full-fledged forward, even if it's a one-woman show, because I am so, so motivated by the new studio space that is located at 1429 Park Street, right here in the Parkville area between downtown Hartford and West Hartford. We will be here for a duration of time for members only, and then moving into a bigger space in the same building shortly after. So start getting your class passes filled and your banks put together, because when the class prices go up, there's nothing I can do about it except try to accommodate students that are paying and showing up. I will be making sure all of you gain your incentives so you know what those are, how to get your pole perks, what to do with them, how to multiply them, how to use them as cash or AKA pole coin. We've got a lot of great things coming up, so we want to make sure you're all involved and you're active. One great thing that we definitely have coming up, and I want to make sure none of my girls miss or I am going to go ape, is the pole passport. That's right, I said it, pole passport. That's where four of your most amazing pole and aerial fitness studios get together and they build an amazing repertoire of classes for all of y'all little stank shaky booty girls. We know who you are. You want to shake butts. You want to come learn some aerials. You want to learn intro to pole, or you want to slide on the floor. Whatever, we all have you covered. We have collectively come together so we can now not only offer you amazing classes at our studio for our regular prices, but an amazing package that includes all of our studios for one very low price of $99. That's it. Isn't that crazy? $99 to try out all of our studios. So don't be square. Don't be weird. Come and hang out with us. Don't feel like you're obligated to one studio over another. We want you to enjoy your experience and enjoy the instructors. So please be sure to give us your feedback so we know which direction to take our new and improved pole passport idea up to new heights. You guys would love it. So when you're traveling out there this fall and maybe checking out the foliage, you can go ahead and check out our 4 studios. I will make sure I list all those because I'm not going to post everything out on the air just for the sake of making sure everyone is still, you know, clear. We want to give you this information as part of our good courtesy to our VIP members who pay attention and listen to our shows. So with everything else that's going on, let me catch you up. We've got our Halloween classes coming up, and they are going to be off the wazooie. You should check out 123polling.com and your new email that should be showing up around the 28th of September will give you all of that information of what those moves would look like for this Halloween. We're going to try them out. And, of course, there's a brand new Halloween collection on our shop. So, which better have my wicked good candy, because I'm rocking this t-shirt upside down on the pole, maybe with my broom and my witch hat, so I can get my nice little Instagram photo and get my credit too. I don't play when it comes to giving away awesome credit, so I do have an amazing contest. It's a Jack-O-Lantern pumpkin carving contest. I want you to be all really in the game because you cannot win anything better than this prize. It is a pole in your house. Yes, a private home pole installed to the height of your ceiling, to the base of your floor, beautifully flushed, one solid piece of material. It's so beautiful. The angels are singing. I could hear you dancing in the wind and your hair flying, or sitting in your scarf as you flip upside down on your own home pole. Make sure you hashtag how it's supposed to be, because you know we bust to start some stuff up, really start some stuff up, because I really want this new studio to be successful. I want the studios that feel that they may have feel slighted about their representation in this industry with other studios to really be on board and come and try something new, which is called collaborative effort. You know, we can get so much further if we collaborate and come up with amazing events together. All the things that I have done this weekend, all the things that I did last weekend, all the things I did the weekend before, it's chaotic to think that that's all one person can do just with a little bit of pole and aerial. And, of course, some twerking under their belts and the love and passion of dance, because that's the first and foremost thing you need in order to be a performer. And with that said, we have on September 16th the deadline for PSO registration. Now, I know a few of you said you were interested in signing up, and I know you may have been back and forth to the studio to practice, but I haven't really seen that kind of effort, and I'd really like to know exactly which direction you're going in, or at least be able to offer my humbled advice. If you need to sit down and talk, maybe volunteer this year, whatever it is, be involved. This is the industry you signed up to be in. If you were in any other sport, I'm pretty sure you would be supporting it just as wholeheartedly. It's just that we unfortunately have to face so much more, and being pioneers, you have to knock down those walls. So I need your help. I need your support. Pole dancing needs your support. Aerials need your support. Be involved. Get involved in the championships. Get involved in the showcases, the exhibitions, the trade shows. Whatever we can do to get the general public's interest into something that is safe and fun and amazing. And you never know. We might, and I'm just going to say, because you never know, get a couple damn strippers to come to our class. And that would be great. It would be great to have them here because we need their support as well, so they're able to showcase an amazing art form as artists and dancers. And don't let this movie fool you. Yes, there's girls out there trying to be little hustlers. It's at that point where girls think that, I don't know, I'm too lazy. I don't feel like dancing. I did sign up for the world's easiest job, but I'm going to make it more difficult, and I'm going to now compromise the integrity of my position and my clients. So now we have this movie coming out, and I will let you know, of course, all of my deep inner and outer thoughts about it all, from screenshot one to screen credit roll last scroll three. I'm going to give it to you all, because it's really important that as entertainers, we're all represented in gentlemen's clubs as performers and artists. We have a very hard job in the adult entertainment industry, number one, to decipher and disassociate ourselves from the sex trafficking ring that continues to associate themselves with us, because we have an ability to maybe entice an audience that may or may not be of general, you know, acceptance. So as entertainers, we have to be PG rated 13, so we're comfortable to the general audience. And when we're as performance artists and strippers, rated R, because there's nothing worse than going to a club and seeing or hearing a raunchy, discombobulated dancer who has nothing on her mind except how to make a person feel uncomfortable. I really, really, really want the students to be able to get a lot out of this movie, including the respect that comes along with dancing, knowing that this is not an easy job, but somebody has to do it, that it is not a position for people who are all in detriment situations. There's plenty of degrees funded and households furnished and fed and children sent to amazing schools because of the lifestyle and luxury that this industry offers. So, of course, being able to flip it on the fitness, on the self-care and health aspect, something that everyone needs, not only sexual health and awareness. We have to take dancing to the level of respect, not to the level where we are now competing with each other or feeling that we're not at a point of respect and in a position of being able to command that in an honorable way for doing an honorable job. What they say in honor, what they say, I don't know exactly the saying, but it's like an honest wage earned is an honest life lived or something like that. But I don't know, however you want to mix it in. I'm going to tell you that 20 years, I've had nothing but amazing experiences in this industry, and I've been able to create and carve a path for myself in this industry that has been so unique to my own that I have been so low-key that if I do decide to come out of my beautiful shadows like Alice in my Wonderland of Pole, I will totally, totally, totally blow up. And because I am such an amazing pole control freak, I will never let anyone have that control over me or my career. So with that said, I'm going to keep myself low-key, continue teaching my classes, performing burlesque, teaching my beautiful art, and enticing more industrial, sexual, beautiful artists of dance and sensual arts so they can come to the studio, they can teach our students, and they can also learn this beautiful art form in their own right. Thank you for listening. You have listened to your girl, Hollywood's On the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. This is your girl signing out. Until next time, ciao, babes.